And Holly's, it's about 3.5 minutes before 7 with the grease. No, I don't think we ought to do that. I'm trying to digest all that Thanksgiving food. I got pumpkin pie coming out of the ears. Please don't make me move. No, 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 no. Don't make me wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a bag and become a lumber. Well, you've been on duty all day and it's dinner time, so you take a break to go 10-10, and you sit in your fire, your favorite Italian restaurant, having a big, big plate of spaghetti and meatballs, when suddenly you hear it crackle over your walkie-talkie. We have a car accident at 49th and Blauman. Please write that thing up. There are fatalities. You say, oh, my God. Why is it every time I sit down to have a little dinner, something happens? Why is it every time I try to relax, another stinking call comes over the radio? I can't believe my luck. So you'll be darned if you let it interrupt your dinner, so you take the whole plate of spaghetti with you as you report to the scene of the accident. Sure enough, people are splatted everywhere. So you set the plate of spaghetti down on the hood of your car. You leave the engine running just so it keeps the spaghetti warm. And as you're filling out the reports, you're eating the spaghetti. Your lieutenant comes over to you and says, Hey, Blauman, how can you possibly eat spaghetti like that? You look at him and say, what's the matter, lieutenant? Because it ain't got no mozzarella. He says, no, because there's people splattered all around. How could you possibly be eating spaghetti? You say, real easy, Lieutenant. Watch this. And you grab a strand of spaghetti, you stick it in your left nostril, you pinch off your right, you snort it right up. He goes, and he goes running out of view as one of your subordinates, one of the rookies, comes over to you and says, Sergeant, I don't think you're showing the proper respect by eating spaghetti while filling out a report when these people are splattered all around here. You say, let me tell you something, rookie. Suppose you got a call right now that your mother was in danger. Suppose I got the call that your mother was in danger, but instead I skipped my dinner so I could write up this report on these dead people. Let's face it, these people here don't know the difference. They're already gone, but there are people alive depending on me to be strong, to be fit, and to be ready. And if you think I'm going to pass up my dinner and maybe endanger the life of somebody who's already alive and might need me, you say, he said, well, I never looked at it that way. You say, you never looked at it. Eat the spaghetti. Show you're a man. Eat out there. Well, he takes a mouthful of spaghetti, and he looks around at the stiffs around him, and he runs over to the guardrail and just starts heaving his guts. Disgustedly, you put your foot on his butt and push him over the side. You're always playing pranks on your buddies, so you grab one of the stiffs that's yet to be accounted for, and you throw it in the back of one of your buddy's squad cars. As your buddy's driving away, he happens to glance into his back seat and sees what's there. There you go, Harvey. He won't give you any trouble. Book him.